praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your power that is working in our lives and producing results. Thank you for your strength that is enabling us to do what is right in your sight. Thank you for helping us when we were so helpless. Thank you for blessing us with spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Thank you for doors you have opened unto us. Thank you for your grace that is working in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for taking away our unrighteousness and giving us your own righteousness. Thank you for taking away our sorrows and for giving us your joy. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. You have taken away our darkness and have given us your light. You have helped us to accomplish things our strength and qualifications and wisdom and skills cannot accomplish. Thank you for battles that were too stronger for us, that you fought for us and won for us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for our faith that is producing results every time we apply faith on your word. We see results. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your faithfulness that is making our faith to produce results. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your determination to make us great. Thank you for your determination to elevate us. And thank you for how you have beautified our lives. Thank you, Father. I ask, O Lord, that as we would be spending time in this hour, at this moment, in your presence, to seek you and to pray, O Lord, meet with us. Attend to our needs. Attend to our requests. Visit us with power and do great things as we pray, O Lord. Do mighty things as we pray. Thank you. you, Father, because we know you will surprise us beyond our request. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I strongly believe that the Lord in His mercy will meet you tonight, and you will meet Him tonight in the name of Jesus. We're going to start with worship songs. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, for your mercies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, forever, oh Lord. Thy word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever. Oh Lord, thy word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever. Oh Lord, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, all the earth will see how great is our God. How great you are, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, every eye will see Hungry is our God. Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. The same Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain the same, the same Lion and the Lamb, Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, Jesus, forever you remain the same, the same Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain the same. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are here to say, faithful are you, Lord. We are singing, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. In every situation, faithful are you, Lord. In every day, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. I don't want to worship you from afar. Draw me near to where you are. Draw me near to where you are. I just want to be where you are. I just want to be where you are. Dwelling daily in your praises. I don't want to worship from afar. I don't want to worship you from afar, Jesus, draw me near to where you are. I wanna be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, in your presence. That is where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. Hallelujah. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour. Every hour I need thee. Bless me, Lord. Bless me, Lord, my Savior. I come to thee. I need you, Lord Jesus. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I call to thee. I need thee, O Lord. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I call to thee. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I'll live for you alone. I'll live for you alone. Every stand that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, have your way in me. Oh, Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my soul. I'll live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. This is your house, your home. We welcome you, Lord, we welcome you. This is your house. This is your home. Your home. We welcome you today. We welcome you today. We welcome you today. We want to see your glory. We want to see your glory. We want to know your grace. We want to know your grace. We want to feel your presence. We want to see your face. Oh, we humbly bow before you. We listen for your voice. We listen for your voice. And Lord, we welcome you into this place. 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 We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father. We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Your name is higher than every all the names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every all the names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is on. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, He is Lord, He is Lord. Over every mountain, He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Every name must bow. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Magnify Him. Praise Him. Exalt Him. Glorify Him. Worship His majesty. Worship Him. Worship Him, praise Him with the whole of your heart, with the whole of your voice, with all that is in you. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name with the whole of your soul. Bless His holy name. Worship Him. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not His benefits. Begin to worship Him. King of the universe, King of Israel, King of kings, King of glory, Lord of lords, Lord of hosts, we praise You, Father. We adore You, Father. We worship Your majesty. You are greater than all. You are mightier than all. Stronger than all. Higher than all. Wiser than all. You are the Most High God. Blessed be Your holy name. We worship You, Lord. We praise You, Father. You do miraculous works. You do impossible things. You do signs and wonders. You open doors no one can shut. You shut doors no one can open. We worship You, Father. You speak and they come to pass. We praise You, Lord. You are so faithful. You are so merciful. You are so kind. You are so loving. We worship You, Lord. I can trust You because You are faithful and because You cannot fail. Blessed be Your holy name. We can believe in You because You are faithful, because You cannot fail. Blessed be Your holy name. We worship You, Father. You are the giver of life. You are the giver of eternal life. Only You give true peace. Only You give true joy. True happiness, Blessed be your holy name. Only you give true healing. Only you give complete health. Blessed be your holy name. Only you give true freedom. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you, Lord, for the blessings you have given me that I did not even ask for. Thank you for the blessings I have received from you without even asking for them. Open your mouth and begin to thank him for that. Thank him for that. Say, Father, thank you for the blessings I have received from you without asking for them. Thank you for caring for me so much. Thank you for blessing me with things I did not even ask for. Thank you, Jesus. Favor I did not ask for. Helps I did not ask for. Gifts I did not ask for. Thank you for blessing me with them all. Just as you blessed Solomon with what he did not ask for. Thank you for doing the same in my life. Thank you for blessing me with goodness, with good things I did not even pray for. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You need to know that there are a lot of things that happen when we spend time with God. A lot of things happen. A lot of things you don't even know. Things you can't even feel. But they happen. Yeah, they happen. So we must learn to spend time with God. I mean long time with God. Yeah. If you can spend time with people, if you can spend time with friends, if you can spend time on your phone, if you can spend time with the radio, with the TV, then why can't you spend enough time with God, where it is just you and God? A lot of things happen, even things you don't ask for. Yeah, a lot of things happen. A lot. When you spend time with God, there's a lot of impartation that happens. Things will flow out from God into your life. Many things happen. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to spend time with God, long hours with God. Holy Spirit, help me to do this. Begin to pray like that. With man, it can be difficult. With man, it can be difficult. But with God, with the help of the Holy Spirit, it can be very easy. So, Holy Spirit, help me to spend time with God. Help me to spend time with God. God is waiting for those that will spend time with him. those that will spend time praising Him, those that will spend time worshiping Him, those that will spend time praying, and not just selfish prayers, but praying for other people, praying for your family members, praying for your relatives, spend time praying for your friends, those that will spend time praying for their nation. Yeah, of course, and then you pray for yourself also. Yeah, but not only yourself. God is waiting for such believers. Say, oh Lord, help me to spend time with you. Holy Spirit, help me. Make it easy for me. If it is easy for me to spend time with friends, it can be easy for me to spend time with God. If it is easy for me to spend time on the internet, with the internet, it can be easy for me to spend time with God. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Thank you, Lord. Continue to talk to God. Pour out your heart. Be sincere. Pour out your heart to Him. Say, Holy Spirit, help me. I know you can make it easy for me. You can make it easy for me. Help me, Holy Spirit, to spend time with God. Help me, Holy Spirit, to spend time with God. Studying the Word of God is part of it. Meditating on the Word of God. Holy Spirit, help me to spend time studying the Word of God, to spend time meditating on the Word of God. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Some years ago, the Lord was telling me, He said there are some graces that can only be released when Christians have prayed to a point. Yeah, He said there are some graces that can be released from heaven. Now, when I mean grace, I'm talking about supernatural ability to make things happen on earth. Yeah, divine authority to do supernatural things, to do things that is beyond human, things that only angels can do. And then you, as a human, you'll be doing those things. Yeah, that's what I mean by grace. Things that is beyond your human strength and nature, and then you will do them perfectly. Things that everyone know that by human nature and wisdom can never be done. And then you will do it perfectly. Yeah, that's what I mean by grace. And the Lord said that this kind of grace will only come when Christians have spent time with Him to a point. When Christians have prayed to a point. Yeah, it's more like when you put water on fire. You know, as the water begins to get heated by the fire, it comes to a point that the water begins to boil, and then we call it the boiling point. Yeah, so there's a point you reach in prayer, and then things begin to happen. And then this grace that God talks about, they begin to fall upon your life. Yeah, but many Christians have not prayed to that point. They have not spent time with God to that point. So you're going to pray. God is waiting for you in the place of prayer. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to not give up in the place of prayer until I encounter God. Help me to not give up in the place of prayer until I receive something from heaven. Help me to not give up. The place of prayer is not a place, is not something you rush in and rush out. Say, Holy Spirit, help me. I mean, the place of prayer is not somewhere you rush in and rush out. So, Holy Spirit, help me to not give up in the place of prayer until I receive something. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Help me to not stop meditating on the Word of God until I receive something. Why do you stop meditating on the scriptures when you have not gotten revelations from that passage? Why did you stop reading that passage and thinking on that passage when you have not gotten revelation from the passage? So Holy Spirit, help me to not give up in the place of fellowship with God until I receive something from God. Help me to not stop. Help me not to stop praying until I receive something from heaven. Holy Spirit, help me to be persistent in seeking God. Help me to be persistent in seeking God. Help me not to stop seeking God until I find Him. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to pray until I encounter God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I have said it here before. Yeah. That God is so faithful to the point that if God is not going to answer your request at the time you so much want it, God is so faithful to the point that He will come and tell you the reason why He's not doing it now and that He's still going to do it. That is how faithful God is. But people did not persist. The Bible says men ought always to pray and not to faint in Luke chapter 18. Men ought always to pray and not faint. Yeah, because we are not persisting in prayer. That is why we did not even get the revelation that is meant to explain to us why God is not doing the request at the moment. Yeah, because God is so faithful. God is able to show you why He is not answering some of your prayers at the moment. And in fact, He's able to tell you when you will answer that prayer. That is how faithful God is. We have example in the Bible. Yeah, Daniel prayed to the point that God came and explained to him. Yeah. He came and explained to him the reason why Israel has not yet been delivered from the land of bondage. And more revelations were given to him. So you're going to pray. There are all kinds of revelations God wants to show us. Yeah, including revelation that will explain the cause of certain limitations in our lives. Revelations that will explain the root of the problems in our lives and what to do to solve those problems or to overcome those problems. But we are not seeing these revelations because we have not preached to the point where the revelations will be released. You are confused because you have not prayed enough. When you have prayed enough, directions will come from the Holy Spirit. Instructions will come from the Holy Spirit, and you will no longer be confused. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with fire to pray and receive revelations from God. Fill me with fire to pray and bring down revelations from heaven. To pray and draw down revelations from heaven. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Prayer is a communication. You talk to God, and then God talks back to you. You speak to God, and then God speaks back to you. And so we must get revelations. We must always get revelations and directions and instructions. That is how we will succeed in life and destiny. So Holy Spirit, fill me with fire to pray and receive revelations from God, to pray and receive directions from God, to pray and bring down directions from heaven, revelations from heaven, instructions from heaven, audible voice from heaven. Holy Spirit, fill me with fire to do this in the name of Jesus. Fire to pray to the point where I bring down revelations from heaven, directions from heaven in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. And do you know that there are some revelations God have already put in your spirit? But up to now, you can't see them. They have already been deposited into your spirit. Divine revelations. But you can't see them. Yeah, because the bridge between your spirit and your mind and your soul has been filled with darkness. Yeah. The connection between your spirit and your soul has been filled with darkness. So you can't pick up the messages God already put in your spirit. The revelations God already put in your spirit. You can't discern them. You can't sense them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, saturate my spirit and soul with fire, such that I begin to see the revelations God already deposited in my spirit. We're going to say, Holy Spirit, saturate my spirit. Saturate my soul with fire, such that I begin to discern and see the revelations, the instructions, the messages God already deposited in me. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, saturate me with fire. Holy Spirit, saturate me with fire. Saturate me with fire. And begin to reveal. And let that fire begin to reveal to me all the revelations that God has deposited in my spirit. All the instructions, all the insights, all the wisdom God already deposited in my spirit. Holy Spirit, saturate me with fire. And let me begin to see them now. Let me begin to discern them now. In the name of Jesus, all the dreams, the visions, the revelations, the divine messages that God already deposited in my spirit, Holy Spirit, reveal them with fire to me. Reveal them by fire to me. In the name of Jesus, make me see them all. Make me see them all. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I was listening to a pastor recently. Yeah. Though I don't fully follow some of the things he does, yeah, because I don't found those some of the things he does to agree with the standard of the scriptures. However, he said something recently, and he was right. Yeah, he said that there is always a word that God have for every moment, every situation we find ourselves. But there is always a word that the Holy Spirit has to tell you at that moment. It appears as if you no longer know the way to follow. At that moment, it appears as if everywhere is falling apart. At that moment, when it appears as if you are being pressed on every side, as if you're going to be crushed because of the pressure coming from every side. Yeah, he said there is a word inside your spirit at that moment and for that moment. There's a word you need to hear from inside your spirit. And once you believe that word and hold on to that word and follow that word, you will just suddenly prevail over that situation. But the problem of Christian is that instead of you to look inside your spirit, when you find yourself in such unpleasant moment or situation, some will start blaming others, and some will start thinking, worrying, some will start even crying. Hey, I don't know what to do. Hey, what is going on? Hey, what is going to happen to me? At that moment, that is the wrong thing to do, or those are wrong things to do. The right thing is to look for the word for that moment, because that word is inside. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to seek for the word you have to say concerning the situations of my life. So, Holy Spirit, help me to seek for the word. Help me to pray and receive the word you have to say for every situation I find myself. I'll begin to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, help me. The reason why we're asking Him to help us is because He's our helper. Jesus said, I will send you another helper. Another helper. So, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to remember to seek for the word you have to say concerning the situations I go through, concerning every situation I find myself. Help me, Holy Spirit, to look inward, to look inward. Help me, Holy Spirit, to look inward for the word you have placed in my spirit for the situation I find myself, for every situation I find myself. Holy Spirit, help me to always seek for the word you have to say. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, in those days, when Christians are confused, they go into the place of prayer. Yeah, in those days, when Christians need solutions to problems, the next thing is they go into the place of prayer. Yeah, but today I don't know what has happened to Christians. I don't know. They just forget where the solutions to their problems are. They just forget the place of prayer completely. I don't know how a Christian would forget prayer completely. I don't know how. It's strange. Yeah. You're going to pray. Everything we need is in the place of prayer. Everything we need. I know of a pastor who said his dad was seriously sick unto death. Yeah, his dad was seriously sick unto death. All medications have failed. All medical interventions have failed. Yeah, so he brought his dad and put him in a room. He brought his dad from the hospital, put him in the house. Yeah, and Every time he entered our room where the dad was, and he looked at the situation, fear will grip his mind. So he said, every time fear grips his mind, like that fear will be telling him that, look, this man will die now. He said, every time fear grips his mind, he will go back. He will leave the room and go to the place of prayer. He will pray and pray and pray in the spirit until the fear has gone. Then he will go back again and check on the dad. And at a point again, fear will come again. He will go back to the place of prayer and pray and pray until the fear goes away, and then he feels victory in his spirit. Now, he kept on doing that for days, until suddenly the man became healed. Yeah, the man became supernaturally healed through the prayer of that man, of that pastor. So which means that every time you are scared, every time you are afraid, the next thing you're supposed to do is to go into the place of prayer. Every time you are not sure of tomorrow, you are not sure of the future, you feel like, what is going to happen to me? Do I really have a bright future ahead of me? Every time you begin to have such thoughts, the next thing is to go, is to withdraw to the place of prayer. Yeah, because the more you begin to conquer those fears, the more you are resetting your timeline, the more you are resetting your future. The more you are enforcing the will of God to prevail in your life and destiny. So you're going to pray. It is time for us to magnify the place of prayer above every other thing. Otherwise, we will lose many battles in these last days. You're going to pray, you're going to say, Holy Spirit, always lead me to pray. Holy Spirit, always lead me to pray. Whenever I feel fearful, whenever I feel confused, whenever I feel limited, Holy Spirit, always lead me to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, lead me to pray. Whenever I find myself in problems, in challenging moments, in pressing situations, Holy Spirit, lead me to pray. Lead me to pray. Do not let me to be anxious. Do not let me to begin to worry. Do not let me to begin to doubt. Do not let me begin to doubt. Holy Spirit, lead me to prayer. Lead me to pray. Lead me to pray. Lead me to pray. Every time I feel oppressed, whenever I feel defeated, whenever I feel limited, whenever I feel oppressed, whenever I feel confused, Holy Spirit, lead me to pray. Lead me to pray. Lead me to pray. In the name of Jesus, lead me to pray. Lead me to pray. Do not let me begin to doubt. Do not let me begin to confess negative things. Do not let me to yield to fear. Lead me to pray in such moments. In the name of Jesus, lead me to pray. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your light begin to expose your mind to me. What you are thinking about my life, what you are thinking about my situations, what you are thinking about my family, about my marital life, about my calling, my destiny. Oh Lord, let your light begin to expose them to me. Let your light begin to expose your mind. What is in your mind for me? Let your light begin to expose them to me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let your light expose them. The things in your mind, the things in your mind for my life, for my situations, what you are thinking concerning my plans. Lord, reveal them to me. Let your light expose them to me. What you are thinking concerning me, concerning my situation, concerning my career, my calling, my destiny. Lord, expose them to me. I want to see into your mind. I want to see into your mind. I want to see into your mind. Lord, expose your mind to me. Expose your mind to me. Expose your mind to me. What you are thinking about me, Lord, expose it to me. In the name of Jesus. Your thoughts concerning my life. Your thoughts concerning my lifestyle. Expose them to me. Your thoughts concerning my character, my attitude, expose them to me. Your thoughts concerning the things I'm planning to do, planning to achieve, oh Lord, expose them to me. I want to know what is in your mind. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There are some prayers that you will stop praying when you see what is in God's mind for you. Yeah, there are some prayers that you will stop praying. Yeah, that is why the Bible told us to understand what the will of the Lord is. I don't know if you have read that in your Bible. To understand what the will of the Lord is. Yeah. I want to try and see if I can show you where it is. Yeah, Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17. It says, wherefore be ye not unwise. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Yeah. It says, you should not be unwise, but you should understand what the will of the Lord is. So if we understand what the will of the Lord is, there are some anxiety and worry that you have been having that will just disappear. Because now you understand what the will of the Lord is for you. Of course, we have the general the general will of God. Yeah, which is the Bible. The Bible is the will of God for us. The teachings of the Bible, the instructions of the Bible. But we have the personal will of God. The personal will of God. Yeah, we have it. So there is something God is thinking for you in particular. For you as a person, and that thing is different from what he's thinking for another believer. So the way he deals with us are different. He doesn't deal with us the same way. So it is expedient that we understand what the will of the Lord is. It will save you of many troubles. It will save you from many wastes. Some people, they have wasted a lot of money because they did not understand what the will of the Lord is. They wasted a lot of money on projects they were not supposed to even start in the first place. So as I said earlier, there are prayers you will not pray again if you can understand what the will of the Lord is. For instance, if God can show you that the things you're asking him to do now, that now is not the time for it. Yeah, that according to his plan, you are going to get it in 3 years from now. So that means that between now and 3 years from now, you will stop praying for that thing, because you know by revelation that it will come to you in 3 years from now. There's a man of God that people are asking him, when will you get married? Yeah, he said it's not yet time. Yeah, even though they said his age is already getting older. Yeah, so everyone already expects that at this age he should get married. But he said that is not what God wants for him now. And he's not confused. Others might be confused. So it is good to understand what the will of the Lord is. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, help me to understand your will for my life. So Father, by your Holy Spirit, help me to understand your will for my life, your will for every issue in my life, your will for every area of my life. Help me to understand. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, help me to understand your will for my life. By your Holy Spirit, help me to understand your will for my life. I believe you're praying like that. Say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, help me to understand your will for my life. In the name of Jesus, your will for every issue in my life. Your will for every issue that is troubling my heart. There is something God has to say. There is something God has to say. And you don't need a prophet. You don't need a prophet to tell you. You already have the greatest prophet inside you, the Holy Spirit. Say, Father, help me to understand your will for every issue in my life. Your will for every situation of my life. Your will. Your will. I want to understand your will. Help me, O Lord, by your Holy Spirit in me. Reveal to me your will for my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, before Jesus left the apostles and ascended to heaven, he told them that anything you ask the Father in my name, you will have them. They will happen. Yeah. And the apostles were doing that. And it was working. But after Jesus had gone back to heaven, then the Holy Spirit began to make them understand that there is more to prayer than just asking anything in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit began to show them that it is whatsoever you ask according to the will of God that will happen. Whatsoever you ask according to the will of God, those are the things that you will be sure to receive from God. Those are the things you'll be so sure to receive from God. Yeah, so many Christians are confused today because they are not praying according to the will of God. And they are not praying according to the will of God because they don't understand the will of God. And of course, because they are not praying according to the will of God, they are not seeing answers to their prayers. So you're going to pray. God has given us His Spirit to help us pray according to His will. So that is why you're going to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, in every time I pray, help me to pray according to the will of God. Say, Holy Spirit, in every time I pray, help me to say the words I should say at that time, the words that God wants me to say at that time. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. I'll begin to pray like that. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Every time I pray, help me to pray according to the will of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. I believe you're praying. The Holy Spirit, help me to pray according to the will of God. Help me to pray according to the will of God. Help me to pray according to the will of God. In every moment I set my heart to pray. In every time I set my mind to pray. Help me, Holy Spirit, to pray according to the will of God. In the name of Jesus, give me the words to say in prayer. Give me the right words to say in prayer. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release into my life grace to do great things with the gifts and talents and skills you have given me. Say, Father, release into my life grace to do great things. Grace to do great things, to do great exploits with the gifts you have given me, with the talents you have given me, with the skills you have given me. Grace, O Lord, I begin to pray like that. Grace, O Lord, to do great things with the knowledge you have given me, with the training you have given me, with the professionalism you have given me, whatever you have given me, Lord, give me grace to use it to do great things. Grace, O Lord. Give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace to do great things with that which you have placed inside of me. Give me grace, O Lord, to do great things with the skills you have given me, with the gifts you have given me. Thank you, Lord. Grace to do great exploits. Grace to do great things with the abilities you have given me. Grace to touch lives with the gifts you have given me. Oh Lord, give me that grace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it doesn't matter if there are many people doing the same thing you are doing. Yeah. It doesn't matter if there are many people that have the same skills you have. God can give you grace to be different. God can give you grace to be exceptional, to be the best in those things. It's not like you are competing with the others. It's just that it's the way you do your own thing, and then it is helping people, and then it is solving problems, and then it is producing perfection, excellence. Yeah, it is grace that makes that difference. So you're going to pray again. It doesn't matter if there are a lot of people selling the same thing you're selling. Yeah. You can have grace, and then you will be different. Yeah. And then you will package your own thing very differently, that it will attract a lot of people. Yeah. So there is grace for excellence. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me grace that will make me do things in an excellent way. Grace that will make me do things excellently. Oh Lord, put that grace upon my life. Put that grace upon my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Lord, put on me grace to do things excellently, to do things in such a way that it brings forth excellence, to do things in such a way that it becomes the best, to do things in such a way that it produces great perfection and great beauty. Holy Spirit, give me that grace. Oh Lord, put that grace on me. In the name of Jesus. Even if it's the same thing many others are doing. Even if it's the same thing so many people are already doing. Oh Lord, give me grace to do it excellently. To do it in such a way that it becomes the best. To do it in such a way that it produces great success. Give me grace, Lord Jesus. Give me the grace, Lord Jesus. Give me the grace, Lord Jesus. The grace that converts the works of my hands into excellence. The grace that brings forth excellence through the works of my hands. Oh Lord, give me that grace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. If you're a preacher, you can be different. And you can excel greatly. Yeah, excellence does not mean competition. It only means that what God has called you to do, you are doing it the best. You are doing it the best. I pray for you that the grace to produce excellence through the works of your hands, heaven shall put it on your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to praise. You're going to say, Father, strengthen my faith for victory in the battles that have surrounded me, for victories in the battles confronting me. Say, Father, strengthen my faith. Strengthen my faith for victories in the battles that have surrounded me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Bible says this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Say, Father, strengthen my faith for victories in the battles that surrounded me. In the battles that have surrounded me, in the battles confronting me, oh Lord, strengthen my faith, strengthen my faith, strengthen my faith in the name of Jesus. Strengthen my faith to fight and overcome. Strengthen my faith to fight and overcome. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, strengthen my faith, oh Lord. Strengthen my faith, O Lord. Strengthen my faith, O Lord, for victories in the battles confronting me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Your victories is not determined by the number of the forces fighting you. Yeah, your victory is not determined by how much powers are fighting you. That is, it's not like the way people fight. Yeah, it's not like the way human beings fight, where the victory is determined by the number of those that are fighting the battles. That is, some people easily give up because the number of soldiers are far more than their own soldiers. I mean, some countries easily give up when they realize that the number of soldiers fighting them are more than the number of their own soldiers. Or when they discover that the weapons the enemy are using to fight them are far more advanced than their own weapons. Yeah. In the world, victory is actually determined by who has more soldiers, who has more weapons, more sophisticated and deadly and advanced weapons. Yeah, but that is not the same with spiritual warfare. In spiritual warfare, your victory, especially as a Christian, your victory is determined by how big is your faith? How strong is your faith? Yeah, it's not determined by how much powers you're fighting. Yeah. It's determined by how high is your faith. Yeah. So, which means that if you feel like, you are dealing with so many forces of darkness, powers of darkness, principalities, and then you feel like, I don't think I can win this battle. The forces I'm fighting, they are too many. Then you are wrong. Because that is deception. You have just deceived yourself. Only you can put them down. It's not about how great the forces you're fighting are. It's about how great your faith is. How great and how strong your faith is. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I refuse to be moved by the number of forces of darkness that have risen against me. Oh Lord, increase my faith to face the forces of darkness and crush them in pieces. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I refuse to be moved. Only you can conquer all the witchcraft in your country. Only you. Only you can break down all the principalities prevailing over the land you are in. Say, oh Lord, I refuse to be moved by the number of the forces of darkness attacking me. I refuse to be moved by the strength, by the weapons of the forces of darkness that have surrounded me. Oh Lord, increase my faith. Increase my faith to face them and crush them. Increase my faith, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Increase my faith, O Lord. The Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? So, O Lord, increase my faith to face the forces of darkness and bring them down. To face the powers of darkness. To face all the witchcraft, all of them combined, and crush them in pieces. Increase my faith now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Increase my faith in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Fear is what has made a lot of people lose battles or lose in battles. Fear of the enemy. Fear of the strength of the enemy. Yeah. Fear of the strength of the enemy. So you think you are not strong enough. You are strong enough to conquer them. It is the fear of them that is making you weak. You are strong enough to conquer them. Or the witchcraft forces showing themselves. You are stronger than them. It's the fear of them that has weakened you. Yeah, take away the fear, then you will realize how strong you are to crush them home. You just take away the fear. Yeah. Take away the fear. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot fear of the enemy in my soul. Fear of the enemy, uproot it now. I want to be victorious. I want to prevail over all darkness, over all forces, over all witchcraft. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot fear of the enemy from my soul, from my mind. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Many people fall into sin because of fear of that sin. They consider the sin to be stronger than them. So they are afraid. And that is why they fall. They are afraid. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my heart, from my soul, from my mind, the fear of the enemy. Uproot it now. Uproot it now. In the name of Jesus. The fear of the enemy. Holy Ghost fire. Uproot them. Now in the name of Jesus. I want to conquer. I want to be victorious. I want to oppress my oppressors. I want to rule over the rulers of darkness. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot the fear of the enemy from my heart. Now, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be a slave to darkness because of fear. I refuse to be a slave to witchcraft manipulations because of fear. I refuse to be a slave to demons, to powers of darkness because of fear. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my soul every fear of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Do you also know that fear of man can put you in bondage? Fear of man. Yeah. Some people, God expects them to make some strong decisions. Yeah, but because they are afraid of the people that will be affected by that strong decision, they are afraid of the reactions that will come from the people or the person that will be affected by the strong decision God wants them to make. Then up to now, they can't make the decision. And because of that, they are in bondage. Yeah, because that decision was going to free them from the bondage. Yeah, in fact, Jesus told us that we cannot make heaven, or we cannot please him if we are not going to hate some people. I don't know if you have read that in your Bible. It's that if you are not ready to hate some people in your life, that you cannot please God and you cannot make heaven. I don't know if you have read that in your Bible. Yeah, in fact, he mentioned that you should be ready to hate your mother, hate your father, hate your brothers, your sisters, if you are going to follow him and please him. Now, what he meant by that hate is the fact that if those people are standing against the will of God for your life, if they will not allow you to do what God wants you to do, to take decisions God wants you to take, so you have to hate them, even if it's your mother. I don't know if you get my point. Jesus said that is the only way you can have his kingdom. Yeah, so the fear of man has caged many people. The fear of man. I don't want this person to be offended. Let them be offended. Inasmuch as you are standing on the will of God to make that decision, you are standing on the truth to make that decision, then let whoever will be offended be offended. Yeah. Otherwise, your life will be the cage those people want you to be. Yeah. Your life will forever be in the cage. In the cage those people have created for you. Yeah. So the fear of man is a great problem. The fear of man will put you in great problem if you don't get rid of it. Yeah. So let whoever will be offended be offended. Make your choices, make your decisions, and be firm in them, in as much as you are in the truth and you are in the will of God. You are doing it because it agrees with the word of God, because that is what the word of God commands. And because you are doing it because you are standing for the truth, then let whoever want to be offended be offended. Even if it's your parents. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my heart, uproot from my soul, the fear of man. The fear of man that has brought limitations on my life. The fear of man that have put me in cage, put me in captivity. Holy Ghost fire, uproot that fear now. I want to be free. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I will not be in a cage someone created for me. I will not be a slave to any man's interest, to any man's rule. I will not be a slave to any man's law that does not line up with the word of God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my heart every fear of man. Every fear of man, uproot from my heart now. Give me the spirit of boldness to defend the truth, to represent the truth, and to separate from people who don't want me to do the truth. Fill me with boldness and courage to oppose people who don't want me to do the truth. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Even our Apostle Paul said, he said, how can he preach the gospel to please men and still remain a servant of Jesus Christ? Yeah, but how can he do ministry to please men and still remain a servant of Jesus Christ? Fear of man has crippled many servants of God. Fear of man. Yeah. Because fear of man will make you to please men and not please God. Yeah, because you are afraid of offending them. You are afraid of their reactions. Then eventually you will not please God. Yeah, because there's no how you can please men and please God at the same time. It's not possible. It's not possible. You're going to pray. You're going to pray the same prayer again. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my soul every fear of man that is making it difficult for me to please God as I should. Fear of what people will say. Let people say whatever they want to say. I don't care what people will say. Let them say whatever their mouth want to say. You must please God. You must please God with your life. Say, Holy Spirit, uproot from my soul every fear of man that is not allowing me to please God as I should in my life. Holy Spirit, uproot them. With your fire, uproot them. In the name of Jesus, every fear of man in my heart that is driving me to please people, driving me to not want to offend people, even though I have to offend them to please God, oh Lord, uproot such fear from my heart. In the name of Jesus, uproot such fear from my heart. In the name of Jesus, every fear of man that wants me to do ministry to satisfy people's interest, to please people, Holy Spirit, uproot that fear from my heart. In the name of Jesus, every fear of man that is not allowing me to take decisions, to obey God's direction, God's leadings, because I'm afraid of what people will say. Oh Lord, uproot that fear from my heart now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points to pray, and then we'll round off the session. You're going to pray. Recently, the Lord was telling me how embracing the people that have embraced darkness is equal to embracing darkness. I don't know if you understand. He was showing me that embracing people that have embraced darkness, the fact that I know that this person is embracing darkness, and then I'm embracing the same person, is that it means that I am also embracing darkness. Yeah, the fact that I know that this person is in agreement with sin, and I'm also in agreement with that person. He said that makes me also in agreement with sin. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Yeah, there are some people that you should stop embracing. Yeah, only embrace them when they embrace the truth. But once they embrace another thing different from the truth, then don't embrace them. Yeah, because when the judgment comes, you will also partake in the judgment. Yeah, when the judgment comes upon them for embracing darkness, you that have embraced them will also share in the judgment. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I separate my life. I separate my destiny from people that have embraced darkness, whether secretly or openly, whether secretly or publicly. Begin to say, I separate my life, I separate my destiny from people that have embraced darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. It could be the reason why you are not moving forward, because judgment is coming from those people into your life since you have embraced them. I separate my life, I separate my destiny from people who have embraced darkness, whether they did it secretly or publicly. I separate my life from them. In the name of Jesus, I separate my calling, I separate my ministry from people who have embraced darkness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have a formal prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to stretch down your right hand. You're going to make sure that your right, your hand is facing the ground. And you're going to pray this prayer. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God consume forces of darkness coming from the sea against my life. Powers of darkness, creatures of darkness, coming from the deep sea against my life. Let the fire of God consume them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Kishente antevijinia, nishtu sizina balashta, nahasha dekende gereshta. Right now, in the name of Jesus, fire of God destroy forces of darkness, spirits of darkness, creatures of darkness, coming from the depths of the sea, from deep waters, against my life. Fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, spirits of darkness, demons, forces, powers, beings of darkness, coming from the depths of the sea to attack me, to attack my life, to attack my calling, to attack my marriage, to attack my ministry, to attack my destiny, to attack my health. Fire of God, consume them all. Thank you, Lord. Consume them all. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to raise up the same hand. You're going to raise it up. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God consume powers of darkness, forces of darkness, creatures of darkness, attacking me from the second heaven. Let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Mahasha dishtarela, nesijete demba dishtarela, gijishihana nashtagala. Right now, in the name of Jesus, fire of God consume creatures of darkness, powers of darkness, personalities of darkness, attacking my life and destiny from the second heaven. Let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let the missiles of God explode and consume them. Let the missiles of the Holy Ghost begin to consume them wherever they are. Powers of darkness, beings of darkness, creatures of darkness, princes of darkness, controlling my life for evil from the second heaven. Let the missiles of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say a whole lot of hosts. Frustrate every determination and agenda of witchcraft, personalities against my life and destiny. Frustrate it now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every determination and agenda of witchcraft personalities, witchcraft beings against my life and destiny, oh Lord of hosts, frustrate them, frustrate them, frustrate them, frustrate them, frustrate them in the name of Jesus. Frustrate every agenda, every determination of witchcraft personalities against my life, against my calling, against my ministry, against my destiny, against my career, against my marriage. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord of hosts, frustrate them now. Frustrate their plans forever. Frustrate their agendas forever. Frustrate their determination forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, my future shall be bright. In the name of Jesus, my future shall be glorious. In the name of Jesus, my future shall be great. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, my future shall be bright. My future shall be glorious. My future shall be great. My future shall be filled with greatness. My future shall be filled with goodness. My future shall be filled with riches and wealth. My future shall be filled with glory. In the name of Jesus, my future shall be bright. 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 Continue to pray like that. My future shall be filled with fulfillment of the will of God. My future shall be filled with fulfillment of the plans of God, of the desires of God. In the name of Jesus, my future shall be great. Thank you, Lord. My future shall be filled with the manifestation of God's power. My future shall be filled with the manifestation of God's greatness, of God's glory, of God's authority. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Yeah, raise up your right hand if you're able to do that. Father, we thank you because you are so faithful. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your grace. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for good things you are thinking in your mind for us. Thank you for great things you are planning, and even the ones you have already planned. Thank you, Father. Oh Lord, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your power that has carried out, that has performed the answers to our prayers. Even the prayers we prayed right here tonight. Thank you, Lord. I ask, oh Lord, that you bless your people from your treasure house, from your treasury in heaven. Oh Lord, bless your people now in the name of Jesus. I ask, oh Lord, that you begin to give everyone here blessings that will make them a blessing to their generation. Oh Lord, release into every life such kind of blessings right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the spirit of grace to see divine revelations, to know the mind of God concerning all the issues of your life. Receive that spirit of grace right now in the name of Jesus. The power and ability to unlock mysteries of God, to understand the mysteries of God's kingdom. Receive that power and ability in Jesus' name. I pray for you that from today you shall be stronger than your enemies. The faith you need, the spiritual growth you need to become stronger than your enemies. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. From today, you shall no longer be controlled from the realms of darkness. You shall now be the one controlling every realm for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. I pray for those of you that are sick in your bodies, receive instant healing right now in Jesus' name. Every form of captivity that has refused to let go of your life, I decree that tonight you are coming out of that captivity in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. And don't forget the fasting, the 30 days fasting that is coming up next month, from the beginning to the end of next month. Don't forget, and make sure you do it completely, all the days. Make sure you complete those days, and the Lord will give you the strength and grace. Remain blessed.